Welcome, everybody. This is the Fat Ass Fast Food Podcast, Episode 1. Tonight, we're going to bring you such thing as Jack's Triple Whopper Challenge.
Oh,
and
boy.
He's got it in front of him right now. It looks like a brick.
Yeah, it's... let's see. Yeah, I hope you heard that. That was a...
And then we get to hear his Triple Bathroom Challenge
afterwards. Yeah, the Triple Bathroom Challenge. How many toilets can you clog?
How many are in your house?
One, two, three, four.
Oh, all right. That's another challenge right there. That's a.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that looks pretty big.
Yeah, he opened that thing up now, and no one can see this but us, and it's just it does not
look good.
It's humongous, first off.
It is humongous. It doesn't look bad. I don't think it
actually
looks
doesn't.
Bad.
No.
I think it does look. Good.
It's less flat than I thought it would be coming from Burger
King.
Yeah, true, this is true. Also, the challenge is like,
can you finish it?
How much? I guess it goes two ways. It's how fast can I eat it? Not like record breaking fast. Like how long does it take to eat it? I should say, or how much of it can I eat before I just quit?
Now we did put the trash can by Jack
yes,
today.
Yes, there's
so.
A trash can next to me.
Oh, and you got mayonnaise on it, too. Oh,
yeah. Well, so you got to get mayonnaise.
No, you don't.
Well, I was like, let me get this without onions and pickles. But I was like, you know what? That's not the whole Whopper.
Yeah.
Well, here's an opener here. Mayonnaise on burgers is bullshit. I'm sorry.
I strongly disagree. I think mayonnaise should definitely be on
no,
a burger.
Why? Well, there's no flavor that mayonnaise adds to a burger.
Have you ever had, like, potato salad or egg salad?
Dude, that's potato salad. It's not a burger. It's not like you chopped up a burger and threw mayonnaise in it. It was like, here's my potato salad, burger salad.
I would eat that.
Potato salad. Just, like, put potato salad on a burger.
Yeah, why not?
Well, that sounds all right. But mayonnaise by itself
is just
not... I
mean, I have done
that.
It's called the barbecue.
No, I agree. Like, I don't...
Cook out with your family. You're just going to put some potato salad on
I don't think mayonnaise should be on everything, but mayonnaise does have its place. Like... For example, the Whopper. The Whopper is made with mayonnaise. That's
no.
It's an iconic. Oh, there he goes.
Oh,
bite number one.
Oh, right
he's got
oh,
ketchup
man.
Leaking all over his
oh,
fingers.
Man.
It literally put a giant hole in the top of the bun of the burger. Like it just shot out of the top of the bun.
Oh man. So yeah, we're three dudes that you know we're all musicians, and Jack and I work together at the music store. It kind of started off as a joke. That, let's make this fast food podcast. Yeah, what's called the Fat Ass Fast Food Podcast. Then we started talking about it, and we started talking about it more, and it just became like a thing.
Somehow I got roped into it.
Yeah, you and I were talking in November at Thanksgiving dinner, and I brought up the idea to you to see what you thought, and then we just started talking, and I was like, holy crap, we're doing the podcast right now.
I like food. I like food, too.
Well, then other people at work just kept saying, so when are you guys doing the podcast? Like, when's it starting? We're like, we're not actually doing it. And then I forgot to check the Facebook, but we didn't even we don't even have a content to post. And
oh,
I think
yeah.
we're already right about 100 likes already.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like people want to know about fast food.
Matt, I think put out a timeline for when the episode is coming out. And I was just going to like, you can't just like say the date before we've even recorded the episode.
Well, I'm glad you didn't call out sick today.
So this is all your fault. People listening.
You brought this upon yourselves.
Brought this upon yourselves.
This is a big bite. It just keeps like, it's like this like spire of sauce shooting out of the middle of the burger.
It kind of looks like if you put googly eyes right here, that it would be the police officer guy from McDonald's. What's his name? The guy that arrests
not
the Hamburglar.
Not the Hamburglar, but the other guy.
The guy.
No, not Mayor McCheese.
It's not Mayor McCheese. It's like Sheriff.
Sheriff.
I don't remember.
Hold on.
Sheriff O Quarter Pounder. I don't know. What's the Irish sounding name for a burger?
Police chief apologizes for fake story about cop getting McDonald's cup inscribed. What? Okay.
Well, hold on now.
I was going.
That was some police officer, I think he wrote like pig or something on his own cup.
Yeah.
And then he tried blaming the McDonald's employee.
I feel like it's going to have some really dumb thing like patty, like a hamburger patty, like patty wagon or something.
No, it's Officer Big Mac.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. Mayor McCheese, Officer Big Mac, Captain Crook, Captain...
What?
Not Captain Crook. The Hamburglar. This wrong. Maybe
Captain Crook.
While Matt is looking that up, as Jack is eating his triple whopper, just for our audience's information, the calorie intake on a triple whopper is...
Hey,
this is too real now.
1,140 calories.
Oh, my God.
just FYI.
And I have confirmed, yes, it's Officer Big Mac is the name of the cop. Officer but it looks Big just Mac. Like that.
With, like, everything shooting out of the top of it?
No, that looks
he
more...
He had 2 days to retirement.
This looks like Officer Big Mac got his head blown off.
Yeah. Or if you are... You remember... Orko from He-Man, it kind of looks like his little red cap that's sticking out of your hamburger.
I'm more or less trying to figure out, like, how do I go into this next bite? Because it's all just like a blooming flower out of the top of my burger.
Well, I don't think there's any rules about you using a fork if you need a fork.
You don't use a fork. You use your hands.
I'm eating a burger. I'm using my hands.
I'm looking at this piece of lettuce right here.
What is that coming out of the top of the burger? Is that the lettuce coming out of the top of the
it's
burger?
It's the lettuce and the mixture of all the, this. It's just like...
It's like the hamburger had a cyst, and he just lanced it.
It's kind of like, it's a good foreshadowing, because you bite it, like, the burger gave up on itself.
Much like you have already.
They're just like, look, guy, don't go any further than this, yeah. And this is where... Also, the large triple Whopper meal with cheese, because you have to
you
get,
did get
it
cheese.
Cheese.
Yes, you got cheese on it. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It is, like, just shy of $13.
Money well spent.
I don't know about well spent, but... For people that order this on a regular basis, like if they go to Burger King like 3 or 4 times a week and they buy like a $13 triple Whopper meal every time, like it's too much. Also, I don't know if I want to see the person that eats triple Whoppers on a regular basis. So I've got the whole episode to figure it out. We'll see how it goes.
Well, Jack, you enjoy that.
Yeah, well, now that I know how many calories it is, that's a...
Come on, you knew.
I didn't... Yeah,
like you cared.
I didn't. I ignored it. That's the, so it was just, you know, but now that it's like been blatantly put in front of me, I just kind of like, oh, okay, I just won't eat breakfast tomorrow.
You're going to eat breakfast tomorrow, Jack.
Yep, and it's probably going to be Burger King.
So this first segment we wanted to do is we've all heard so much about the Impossible Whopper and everybody's got their impossible food now. We all tried out the Impossible Whopper. We all have different thoughts about it. We have discussed this a little bit beforehand, but in my opinion, I was actually... pleasantly surprised with the Impossible Whopper.
Out of all those TV commercials you see where they're just like, what, that's the Impossible Whopper, or they're just like, I couldn't tell the difference. Well, they're totally like lying.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, like, man, I've seen that commercial, and when I took that first bite, I was like, man, I'm a damn fool.
No, I could definitely like taste the difference in the meat versus the non-meat.
Yeah, like it had its own flavor to it.
Well, I agree with that,
the
too.
The texture, but too, was different.
Okay, so I tried it, and biting into the Whopper when there's so much stuff in that sandwich, you've got the onions and the mayonnaise and the tomato and the cheese and the lettuce, and it tasted like a Whopper to me. Like, I didn't notice. But after... taking that first initial bite, I went back and tasted just the meat itself. And you guys are right that it does taste different, but underneath all of that bun and ingredients, I couldn't tell the difference.
I don't know. I could. But then again, I just have a thing for Whoppers, I guess. But it's...
it's his first love. I think like it has a different taste to it. But it's not bad. It's just, it's like I said, it's kind of like a breakfast sausage taste is what I thought it was. I think it's just because of the spices they put in there to try and fool you that, oh, it's meat. But it wasn't bad. It was the texture, yeah. I thought was actually pretty close to like a hamburger patty.
Well, I think, yeah. I think they
that
got
was
the texture.
The wild part, yeah.
And you're right. When I tasted just the burger itself, like I couldn't pinpoint it, but there was a taste in the back of my mouth, yeah. Like, what is this? And I think you got it right with the it's a breakfast sausage, yeah. Kind of, yeah. Taste. That makes sense. Because I was thinking it was kind of like creamy almost, like in the back of my throat. And
it was
I
was a
like, what
spicy.
Is that? Like,
it's just, yeah.
Is that like a bean consistency? But your breakfast sausage, that makes sense. But I thought the consistency of the burger was good. I couldn't tell the difference between a Whopper and that, like as itself. The only complaint I have, I would eat the Impossible Whopper again. Mm-hmm. The only complaint I think I have about that is the patty seemed smaller. Like it wasn't, it was the same size around the bun, but it seemed like really thin.
Yeah, it was a thinner patty.
Yeah. See, now when I got it, I forgot how much I hate all the stuff on the Whopper. And so I had to take off like the lettuce and onions and tomatoes after a while for it. And of course you got yours with cheese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So and that's another thing too. Like I normally don't eat Whoppers with onions on them, but I get the cheese. But for this purpose, yeah. I got it with the onions just to see like when you order the Impossible Whopper, this is what it comes with.
I was pleasantly surprised with how it tasted. I thought, you know, I didn't think it was going to be anywhere near as good as it was, you know, for Burger King standards, but it was crazy. I did get a taco from there though, because I've never had their BK tacos.
They're terrible.
It looked like garbage. It was like the shell was like a just crispy fried piece of paper. And then you open it up and the beef inside just, it looked like they took a patty and just kind of mashed it in there.
Which is right. Probably what they did.
They yes, probably did.
That's probably exactly what they did.
But then when I tasted it, it was like a really cheap taco, like one of those like frozen tacos you get. They're just like, you throw them in a deep fryer and oven and they're already like the hard shell and the meat inside and that's it. So it was like, I could eat this, but I was already eating the Impossible Whopper. So I threw away the rest of it. But it wasn't bad. I mean, like, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
The taco or the
taco.
I have not tried the taco yet, but
try one.
You know, when you texted us a couple nights ago, you were like, the taco actually wasn't bad.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't as bad as I thought. I mean, it wasn't the greatest thing, but
the one I had was just like completely like burnt and like crispy to like it. Was just,
oh yeah,
just wasn't edible. I wouldn't have like fed it to my worst enemy.
The Burger King around here, you have to go at a certain time of day too.
When do you go?
I think that's fair about any Burger King too.
Yeah, you never know.
That's just most fast food restaurants in general.
What did you think about the Whopper, Morgan?
Hey, welcome to the show.
I did try the Whopper. I've had a lot of different brands of vegetarian meat before, so I kind of knew what to expect, but it was good. It was, you can taste that it's not, like, it tasted like, I was a big fan of Griller Prime Morningstar Burgers, and it has that added smoky flavor, so it tastes like you grilled it. It was similar to that, and yeah, it's close to their breakfast sausage, too. Now that you say that, I was trying to put my finger on it, too, eating it. And
yeah, because we tried this together. I was trying to pinpoint that one.
Yeah, we couldn't like, figure it out, but that's like weird, that's pretty much it, is the spices are, yeah, breakfast sausage-y.
The irony is that the Impossible Whopper tasted and felt more like a breakfast sausage than some of the like plant-based breakfast sausages do. Because I had the sandwich at Dunkin'. They used the Beyond Meat. I think it was a little biscuit, and it had the Beyond Meat sausage patty in there. It was not good at all.
I feel like there's a real science to the vegetarian meat. Now, the real problem for me is I don't know if I would buy it again because it doesn't really have a whole lot of value to me. Like, I eat meat, so... and the calorie content
well, that's true
is
too. Like,
yeah. Pretty close to the same, the real thing.
Can we pull up like the nutrition facts on that? Like what's the sodium intake and calorie count as opposed to a regular Whopper?
That's a good point. Because like all the different soy protein and everything that they have to add to it to yeah. make it.
Well, and the consistency, you're right. The consistency is closest to beef that I've ever had.
You know what? Yeah. I actually enjoyed the consistency of the Impossible Whopper. Because sometimes, I don't know if you guys ever notice this, when you eat burgers from these places, sometimes you get a little bit of gristle, like, yeah. stuck in your teeth. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the case. That. Like, yeah, you didn't get that with the Impossible Whopper.
Are you disappointed in that, or?
I don't like stuff getting stuck in my teeth, so, yeah.
It's not real for me, damn it!
Well, no. The question is, what do they add to it to make it that, because for years, the vegetarian options are not, they're mushy. It's a mushy consistency yeah. to, like, a fake meat substitute.
Well, I have the nutritional facts for the Impossible Whopper here. Calories, 630 calories. Calories from fat, 306. Total fat, 34 grams, 52%. Saturated fat, 11 grams, 55%. Trans fat, 0%. Cholesterol, 10 milligrams, 3%. Sodium, which doesn't really shock me since Burger King, 1,080 milligrams, 45%. Total carbohydrates, 58 grams, 19%. Dietary fiber, 4 grams, 16%. 12 grams sugar, 25 grams protein, 50%. And then for vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium, and iron, question mark.
Nice. It's almost half the calories of my triple Whopper here.
Yeah, but the a regular Whopper is 660 calories.
So they're the calorie isn't...
No, you're not saving calories.
So what are the calories on the Impossible Whopper? 600 and something?
I think they said 650.
630.
The regular 660.
Oh, so we got cheese. 660.
Cheese adds a bit.
Mm-hmm.
360 calories from fat. What was your next one? Sodium?
Yeah, what's your sodium
980.
Intake?
980.
So more sodium.
More calories for the regular Whopper, but less sodium.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so there's more sodium in the Impossible.
That makes sense. Yeah. If you want something to taste good, add salt to it.
So they don't have the triple Whopper on this website. They only have the double Whopper.
Well, when I got to Burger King on my way here, and I didn't see it on the menu, I was like, can I get the triple Whopper? Like, kind of hesitantly. Also, kind of like embarrassed. It's just like, hey, I'd like to order a triple Whopper. And they're just like, okay. Like
<they're... laughs> All right, well, I'll just read the double one just to make you feel
better.
Well,
this one
has
the triple.
Oh, does it? All right, yeah. Never
mind. I forgot about the cheese.
Uh-oh.
So, oh, shit. The cheese triple Whopper is 1,220 calories. Sodium is 1,470. So what's your normal sodium you're supposed to have in a day?
Probably not.
It depends on who you ask. Because really, when you look up the health people, they say 600 milligrams of sodium.
No more than 2,300 milligrams a day.
Right. That's for fat Americans.
Yeah.
Me.
Ideal limit is 1,500.
Well, us too. We do the same stuff.
They say 1,500 is the ideal limit.
People that are
so you have 30 milligrams of sodium left in your day.
Oh, people that are very health conscious only let themselves intake 600 milligrams of sodium per day. But we do a lot more.
Yep.
So yeah, what was it? 2,300 milligrams?
1,470.
Oh, so yeah, that's way less.
And then fries.
Yeah, you already ate the fries. No, here's the thing. Yeah, Jack already ate the fries.
That was a warm up.
But that was, look, I hadn't really eaten anything today. I just, here I am trying to justify it. But yeah, I ate the fries. I'm almost done with the Dr. Pepper. And,
no, don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing. I am definitely a fast food junkie. I will eat fast food pretty regularly.
Look,
regularly.
I'm doing this so that they don't have to, okay?
This is science.
It seriously looks like you just took three Whoppers,
for
gutted
science.
Them, and put them into a burger.
Well, when that wasn't on the menu, I almost considered just buying the double and the regular Whopper. And I was like, oh, I'll just make my own. And then there, when she's like, okay, yeah, I'll give it to you. It almost sounded like she's like, this guy's going to die.
Yeah.
Like, she was just like, okay, like, they should have had me sign a form before I left their drive-thru or something. Yeah, so, I don't know, about halfway there.
Now, what do you think of the taste, though? Like, biting into that, is it too much meat?
Yeah, I'm not even gonna, downplay that. Like, it's a lot. I can see why it's not actively on their menu, because, mm-hmm. honestly, they probably don't even like making it. but yeah, it's a lot. It's, because it looks like there's... cheese in between each patty.
Oh, that's not bad.
I like that.
Yeah. It looks like a goddamn Jersey wall of meat you're eating right now.
Yeah, it's just heavy and dry. Like for all of the condiments that are on there, it's also a very dry burger.
Do you want some ketchup?
Yeah, just dip it in.
No, because there's tons of stuff on it. It's just,
even with all your mayonnaise on there, it's
even with all that mayonnaise on there.
All right, well, I got some articles about the Impossible Whopper I thought we should share on here. First one, really good. This is a Fox News one, shocker. Conspirators are convinced Burger King's Impossible Whopper gives men breasts. So they say Burger King's Impossible Whopper has become a hit for the fast food franchise, but a conspiracy theory that the meatless burger causes men to grow breasts has become a growing concern online. Men all over the internet have sounded the alarm on the plant-based Impossible Whopper alleged side effect. Healthy young man goes to Burger King, gets pumped with a massive shot of Impossible Whoppers, doesn't feel good, and changes. Breasts. Many such cases, one Twitter user posted on Wednesday. Another person tweeted on Thursday, sure, let's turn our boys into girls fast. What a great agenda. Social engineering is not enough, apparently, these days, so let's do it with the food that we eat, another wrote. Apparently, the origin of the concern stems from a December 20 report by Tri-State Livestock News, which claimed that the Impossible Whopper supplied by Impossible Foods contains so much estrogen that it could lead to literal man boobs. There are 1 million nanograms in 1 milligram. That means an Impossible Whopper has 18 million times as much estrogen as a regular Whopper, wrote James Stengel, a doctor of veterinary medicine in South Dakota. So a veterinary doctor. Just 6 glasses of soy milk per day has enough estrogen to grow boobs on a male.
I was going to say, what is the Impossible Burger made out of? Because they've been saying that stuff for years about soy milk. Yeah. And how it makes men grow breasts.
Counter argument. You're fat like I am, and you already have man boobs. So if I make that, I can't make that argument. I'm already there.
Well, it says, Stengel's number crunching in conclusion, however, may be skewed, the Washington Post reported. For one, Tri-State Livestock News is a trade publication for the livestock industry. And according to its About Us page, growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockmen and agribusiness customer base. So it sounds like they're basically just saying it so they can sell more meat. But, like, what an Alex Jones-ass conspiracy. And, like, how many Impossible Whoppers is one person eating a day for this to affect them if it does?
Maybe they're drinking it with a glass of soy milk.
They might be, yes. Here's the ingredients for the Impossible Whopper. It's soy and potato protein. That's how they get their meaty bite. Heme gives it a craveable taste. So that's probably some kind of drug. Heme is the new heroin.
That's right. You that got black tar heme.
You got coconut and sunflower oil. That's how you get the sizzle on the griddle.
Ooh.
Meth. Methyl cellulose, is that crystal meth? And food starch that to hold it together. What is methyl cellulose? That sounds like sugar.
Cellulose is like I think it's like a fat. That's what I've been hearing a lot of people saying, like, it may not be the best for you because there's gonna be a lot of oils and fats in it.
Yeah.
Did since we're talking about the whole like plant-based meats thing, the Impossible Whopper specifically. I know, Matt, you saw it, the South Park episode. Did you see this one?
Which one?
It was from the latest season with the Tegrity Farms.
Mm-hmm.
So Randy has Tegrity Farms where it's a weed farm.
Oh, yeah.
And so he goes into town to stop at their like version of Burger King. And he's like high. Like he and Tally have just been like blazing all day. And so they pull in, they're at Burger King, and the guy goes, well, yeah, this is our new plant-based meat product. And so Randy, who's running a weed farm, goes, plant-based. And so then he just opens a whole restaurant where all of his food is made out of, like, pot. And it's, like, all marijuana-based food.
His burgers, they're completely plant-based.
Yeah.
Weed.
Yeah.
It tastes like crap, but nobody cares because they're high.
They're high. Really high.
All right, so I got another article here about the Impossible Whopper. It's a vegan brings class action lawsuit against Burger King for meat-tainted Impossible Burgers. The class action lawsuit says the Impossible Burger at Burger King is misleading. The boom of plant-based burgers at fast food chains seem like a boon for vegetarians and vegans. Finally, the chance for a real meal instead of scrambling together a lunch out of fries, apple slices, and a Sprite. What?
That sounds good to me.
But in a class action lawsuit filed in the United States District Court for the Southern District of Florida, plaintiff Philip Williams argues that Burger King is misleading customers with its Impossible Whopper. Despite Burger King's representations that the Impossible Whopper uses the trademarked Impossible Meat that is well known as a meat-free and vegan meat alternative, said the suit, Burger King cooks these vegan patties on the same grills as its traditional meat products, thus covering the outside of the Impossible Whopper's meat-free patties with a meat byproduct.
Right. That sounds like that's what they would do. It's they're not going to build out their kitchen.
They're not going to have so another have, grill right. for their burgers. Like, it's Burger King.
I think if you're going to order a plant-based product from a restaurant whose, like, main objective is to sell, like, giant burgers, I think you should go in with the understanding that it's probably going to be on the same grill.
Yeah, or at least ask before you order the thing. You can't just assume it. I mean, like, this isn't like the vegan's paradise now. They've they've always had...
They're in our house.
They've always had a vegan burger or a vegetarian burger.
Yeah, they had a Morningstar vegetarian burger.
Right, but they're not going to cook it on a separate grill. They're not going to expand every building to make sure that you can get your vegan
Especially because I don't think it's one time in every
7 days that it actually happens.
Yeah, and I think the Impossible Whopper is only a limited thing. Like, I don't think it's supposed to stick around the whole time anyways.
When I go to McDonald's, I don't just assume that the burgers are even made out of real beef. So I'm not going to go to Burger King or the Impossible Whopper and be like, this hasn't touched anything that beef has touched, has it? Like, it just, it's common sense that, yeah, they're using the same cook surface for the burger. Like, it's like, these people don't care that work there. They're not going to make sure that it's on a separate part.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
They're just churning them out.
And another thing is, why would you go to Burger King if you are a true vegan that's going to get offended by it touching the same grill as a burger? Why would you go there in the first place?
How would you not know that it was going to do that? Yeah, like, how would you just assume that it wouldn't?
Right.
Like, that they, I'm like, yeah.
It's kind of like a self-righteous, like, it's like the people that they don't want to eat the meat, but they'll make a tofu patty into the shape of a turkey. So it looks like turkey. Like, why? Why do you need to do that?
And I mean, like, I get, like, people want a vegan option for a fast food place, and, like, that's
and
cool.
And that's okay.
But you got to understand, like, the people that work there don't care.
No.
They're just getting the food out. Like,
odds
not
are they're
gonna,
not vegan.
No. And so if you get mad that they do that, it's just like, you should, I mean, you really should know better at a place like that. Like, they don't, like, and what are you going to do? Complain there? Now you're just getting spit on your burger. On your, now you're getting your meat.
Oh man, that's getting all kinds of DNA.
An extra kind of byproduct of a burger, and that's
definitely not vegan spit. But yeah, like the, like you brought up, the, it's the people that do like vegan food because of animal rights and, you know, fine, whatever. But then they get stuff that's climate modeled control after meat, and it's like, so you don't want to eat animals, but you want to eat stuff that reminds you of the animals that are slaughtered.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand that. I saw one now where they do yellow tomatoes as egg yolks.
Hmm.
And somehow they turn into that and you pop it and it runs like an egg yolk.
That's interesting.
It's weird. Yeah, I didn't see what the process was, but it was just like, that's a weird thing to want to reproduce. But it's kind of interesting at the same time. Well, timing was bad, but all right.
I can't control that.
But, and so I can see why they would be upset, because it's not too different from like people that eat kosher.
I can see why they're upset, but I can't see why they're upset. They're making themselves upset by going to this place expecting to get lettuce shoved in their mouth instead of a burger. It's Burger King. It's in the name.
Well, it's like going to a seafood restaurant, being allergic to shellfish, and then they cook something not seafood on the same cook surface.
Yeah.
And you get a reaction. It's like, well, you went to a seafood restaurant.
Right. And it's almost like when you go to a kosher place, they usually have a certificate that says kosher on it. Burger King's not going to have that. No. You know why? Because they don't give a shit if there's a burger on the grill and then some garden burger on the same grill. They don't care.
Yeah.
I just think it's pretentious to get mad at Burger King for cooking your burger that's not a real burger on the grill that's a real burger. That's all.
Personally, I like that they use the same cooking surfaces, because
that's how you get the
flavor. It tastes even more like meat, yeah.
A few years ago, they did these like jalapeno chicken fries, but they do their chicken fries and their regular fries in the same thing. So your regular fries, the whole time they had that special on the jalapeno fries, had the like jalapeno flavor left over from the oils like cooked into their fries.
Yeah, joke's on you, I saved $1.50.
So, go ahead, Burger King. Keep sharing your surfaces, because now you're just creating better flavor.
All right, next up we got Morgan's going to come in here and she's going to bring us her Big Mac meatloaf. It's a healthy take if you want a Big Mac, but you don't want all the carbs and calories and all that kind of good stuff. So we'll be right back.
Jack will keep working on his Whopper.
We hope. All right, so now we're here with Morgan and she has her healthy take on the Big Mac.
Yeah, so I am a huge Big Mac fan, and sometimes you just got to lose those few holiday pounds, and I decided to come up with something that I could make at home that wouldn't be too horrible.
But wouldn't you already consider it as a salad?
Like Big Mac?
Yeah, I mean, there's not really that much meat on them. It's all just lettuce and pickles
and sauce,
yeah.
Hmm.
Would you consider this a detox meal for Jack after he finishes his Whopper?
I don't think I'll need another meal after the Whopper.
Flush the meat out with the meat.
There we go.
All right. Well, so that's gross. So I made a Big Mac meatloaf, and I use an app called Lose It to record how many calories are in a recipe. So this recipe is a 6-serving recipe for a standard size meatloaf, 2 pounds of beef. It actually cuts to pretty large portions. When you do all the math and you put all the ingredients in, which we'll have the recipe available on the site for you guys later, along with pictures. When you get down to it, the individual serving size is 279 calories. So it's almost half of what a regular Big Mac would be. And it's pretty filling, and you can still, you know, do some sort of air fryer, French fries or something.
Right, 'cause there's no carbs in this, right?
Well, there's some breadcrumbs, but that's pretty much it. So it's almost keto. You could even take out the breadcrumbs if you wanted to. I just prefer to make my meatloaf with breadcrumbs. So I use my standard meatloaf recipe, but the key is the added pickles in the meatloaf and the light version of the Thousand Island dressing. So it kind of ends up being pretty healthy.
All right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and start digging in now.
Yeah, go for it.
That's a good idea. So what's actually in the meatloaf other than the beef?
So in the meatloaf is onions, pickles, a little bit of mustard.
Ooh, let's get that good ASMR. That probably sounds horrible too.
It's fun to watch though. Let's see, Worcestershire, eggs, like I said, a little bit of breadcrumbs. Actually, you can use panko breadcrumbs if you wanted to keep the carbs down too. And then a little bit of milk just to kind of make everything stay moist. I know some people love that word, moist.
Especially in the microphone through the headphones. Yeah.
Yeah. that's pretty much it, though. And then you, to finish it off, you drizzle some Thousand Island dressing on top, so you can really taste it. And then
is that what they use for Big Macs? I thought it was a mix of Thousand Island dressing.
It is a mix, but this is a light version, You get the light Thousand Island dressing, and it's pretty close.
I was going to say the Thousand Island kind of throws it off.
Well, I mean, you can, you know, if you don't care about calories that much, you can add in whatever you'd like.
But other than that, though, yeah, it's pretty close.
It's good meatloaf.
No, I like the Thousand Island. I like that there's a bit of lettuce on the side, so it's kind of like you can have your salad with the meat.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. I did shred some lettuce, and I do that as a little bit of a side. So you can take a bite of the meat and the lettuce, and it's kind of like eating the Big Mac without the bun. So
I think the only part that's missing for me is the big slab of American cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's true, too. You can add cheese.
How dare you?
My standard meatloaf, I put half of the meat mixture into the meatloaf pan, and then I layer American cheese across the middle, and then I put the other half of the meat mixture on top. So when you cut it, it actually has cheese in every slice. So you could do that with this. Again, this was just, I was being pretty strict on diet. So this is extreme, but you could always add cheese. I mean, it's probably going to be another like 50 calories.
I mean, you could just slap a cold piece of cheese on top of it.
I also don't think I've ever had meatloaf with cheese in it.
Oh, I have. You are missing out.
Yeah, that sounds
with you've never had it with cheese or with...
Yeah, I've never had it with cheese.
Oh man, that's yeah. That's normally like I do a brown sugar ketchup mustard mix and then cheese in the middle and then do
that's
the
totally
sauce
not
on
healthy
top.
Like this.
Oh no. No, my regular meatloaf is not that healthy.
I'm going to have to go home and well, not tonight because I'm going to be pretty well fed tonight. But I need to make some cheese meatloaf soon.
Oh, it's a whole, like, another level.
What about a cheese loaf with some meat?
Or just, like, cake the meat around the cheese loaf?
Yeah. It's just,
you could do that.
I do like some cheese.
That might be another episode.
Well, so this might conclude the healthy portion of this.
Hang on a second. Yeah. You've never had, like, have you ever had a burger with the cheese, like, cooked in the middle of it?
Yeah, but I've never had, like, a whole meatloaf that way.
It's the same concept,
yeah,
I think,
I mean,
but it's delicious.
Did your mom just hate you?
We grew up eating meatloaf a lot, but her stuff was real basic. Like, it was just meatloaf, and then she did, like, the ketchup on top. And
that's okay. Ours did that, but she put the cheese on top and then just burned it in the oven.
Yeah. Called it a crust.
Yeah.
baked cheese crust.
I would eat that. Well, yeah, good job, Morgan. Yeah,
that was good.
The Big Mac meatloaf. We're going to put the recipe and some pictures of this up on our Facebook page. And you can check it out and you can make it yourself at home. Especially for all you New Year's resolution people who are trying to cut your carbs and lose your weight and stuff.
But also, if you're trying to cut carbs and lose weight, I don't know why you're listening to a podcast about fast food.
Hey, Jack, how's the Whopper Challenge going?
We're going to get there.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, we're back.
All right, what do you got, Jack?
All right, so when we were, well, I guess to kind of like introduce this, there's like new, every fast food restaurants are always coming out with new stuff. And when we were talking about this idea for the show, I was just kind of like throwing things out just off the top of my head. It's like, oh yeah, so-and-so released this and so-and-so released that. And Tom was just dying because he's just like, how do you already know all this? Like, why do you? And that's when it's just like, this is, I'm kind of obsessed with fast food. So doing this just makes sense. So things that are coming out, I don't know if you would consider this fast food, but in Target, they have like the little mini Pizza Hut stuff that they sell at their little grab and go stand.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a mac and cheese pizza that's been popping up all over the internet that people are taking pictures of, whatever. So
buy Pizza Hut or
buy Pizza Hut in Target.
Of course, Matt. They have hot dog crust pizza.
So
I'm into that.
Yeah. So there's a mac and cheese pizza.
So is the mac and cheese, is it like just in the cheese or is it in the crust?
It's the topping. So it's
CeCe's has been doing that forever.
Yeah, but not CeCe's isn't like everywhere anymore.
That's because people like you don't go there to support the company.
They needed you, Jack.
Where were you?
Mod Pizza. So it's kind of like, you know, fast pizza. If you're not familiar with Mod Pizza, it's kind of like Chipotle or Subway, but for pizza.
I've never been, but I've seen them open up. They're pretty popular.
Yeah.
It's like the brick oven pizza, real...
Yeah,
real,
you get it pretty quick.
Bougie pizza.
So they brought back a roasted sriracha chickpea salad, but they also brought back their super popular Oreo cookie milkshake.
Uh-huh.
So that's a big plus. And then the other items I had were Taco Bell is bringing back the nacho fries, which are like super popular.
Thank you. Yes, we appreciate that. Thank you, Taco Bell.
But they're also bringing buffalo chicken nacho fries. So they're kind of come out with this... a few dishes where it's just buffalo chicken and
I'm
fries
conflicted
together.
On that.
Well, you can get like, it looks like the thing looks like there's a burrito that you can get that's filled with the shredded chicken with the buffalo and the fries. And
and so this is good. Just like a batch of fries like, and then the chicken is on top. And
yeah.
So it's like nacho fries with barbecue chicken on top.
Buffalo chicken.
Buffalo chicken.
Yeah. Which, you know, cool. I'm down for that.
Just keep the fries. Keep the fries on the menu.
All year. Every day. And since we've kind of been doing a lot with Burger King on this episode, the new thing from Burger King right now, since the Impossible Whopper, is the Cheddar Bacon King. And I had one of those the other day. And I gotta say, cheddar cheese does not belong on a fast food burger.
Is that burger coming up? Yeah,
it sounds like that burger's coming up, dude. You've got a long way to go on that, too, by the way.
I mean, I've done a lot.
Come on, you still have like a third left.
I've
You're gonna let the very first challenge that we do this.
I'm talking right. I can't eat and tell you what the new items are. Well, I could, but you wouldn't want that.
I mean, I just don't want you to let the fans down. This is the thing like that keeps the podcast together.
Happen.
The Jack's challenge, and if he just like taps out on the triple whopper, like I don't know if I want to live in this world anymore.
Thank the children, Jack.
If humanity rests on me eating a triple whopper, then I'm questioning.
I'll tell
humanity.
You what, if you eat the burger, I will eat these two tomatoes over here so you don't have to eat those.
I mean, sure, I wasn't planning on not finishing the burger, but if you want tomatoes that bad, you're welcome to have
tomatoes. Well, I mean, if you can think you can do it, then eat the tomatoes too. I was just trying to help you out.
I'm good. I'll get there.
All right. And I've got...
we got Tums.
I got my pack of Tums here. There are peppermint chewy bite Tums. They're delicious. Peppermint. Tastes like Christmas, and I love it. It's like... it's Mentos that makes your throat feel better.
Today's episode is brought to you by Tums.
Today's episode is brought to you by Tums.
But no, so the Cheddar Bacon King, it's basically just a bacon whopper with cheddar instead of American cheese, and cheddar just tastes weird on a fast
food. Now, is that because it didn't melt the same way as American cheese?
Yeah, that, and it's kind of like that.
It's a different texture.
Yeah, different texture. You know, like it tastes, it's got like that more, I don't know, would you call it bold?
A sharp.
Was it? Yeah, was it a sharp cheddar?
Yeah, it was pretty. You know, and I feel like if you go to like a regular restaurant and something that has cheddar on it, there's usually like other savory options to go on it than just bacon. Like I feel like cheddar and mushrooms, I think, is like a popular combination.
I think it's kind of a cop out when they just do like a new piece of cheese is like the new item. When that should just be an option if you want American or cheddar on your burger.
Sometimes I feel bad for Burger King because they introduce so, many new items in such a short amount of time that like their walk-in freezer just has to be a nightmare. Like that's probably why like you get things wrong because they just can't find what they need.
Yeah, it's got leftover like Buddy Burgers from the 80s like in the walk-in.
I was angry because I went to one in, I want to say it was either Delaware or New Jersey. It was like right at the border where they had the Welcome Center. And they had chicken parmesan still. It was the only one that had chicken parmesans there. And it was the best thing I ever had. But then you go anywhere else and they like had already gotten rid of them. And it was just like they're a chicken sandwich and they put the spaghetti sauce and the mozzarella cheese on it.
Where was this?
Burger King. And it was like a little food court, like Welcome Center, between like Delaware and Jersey.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that sounds really good.
Yeah, the chicken parmesan was amazing and they got rid of it. And that's what I don't like is when they come out with something and it's really popular and then they're just like, no, we're not going to sell it now.
Yeah, they do that all the time. Does anybody remember the mixed spaghetti?
The mixed spaghetti? No.
I don't either, but it's a thing. But no, I wonder if that is, you said you were in Delaware?
It was like on the way to Atlantic City.
Because, I mean, there's different locations that have different stuff. Like yeah. if you go to Ocean City, you can get a McCrab cake sandwich, what? Believe it or not. Yeah. I don't know if it's any good. I've never
Why
tried
the fuck
it because.
Would you get a chicken parmesan in Delaware? Like, what would be the
maybe
deal with
they
that?
Like their chicken parm? I don't know.
Welcome to Delaware. We love chicken parm.
That's better than their state slogan now. We're the first state. No, we're Delaware. We love chicken parm.
We're the first chicken parm
nowadays,
state.
Nowadays, like restaurants, when they try out new items, they pick like a very small market randomly in the country. So like Chick-fil-A has mac and cheese now.
Horrible.
But it was only available in like, and this weird thing too, is they don't like spread it out. They'll pick one small region.
Yeah, they like test stores. Right,
these three towns in the Midwest are going to try our mac and cheese before we give it to the whole country. But the Chick-fil-A here in La Plata was a test location some years ago for spicy chicken nuggets. But I guess it didn't, because the test market area is so small, if it doesn't do well, they're just like, all right, now the whole country will never know what this was.
I forgot they had spicy chicken nuggets.
Yeah, it was like a thing for like.
And that was, we were a test location.
Were they grilled or were they fried?
Fried.
Fried. It's like the spicy chicken sandwich, but just.
They also used to have a spicy chicken biscuit that you could get in the morning.
Yes, I do remember that, yeah.
Morgan, what did you used to get in the morning at Chick-fil-A?
So I would go to the gym in the morning, and right in front of the gym is a Chick-fil-A.
She really has to make herself feel better, put the gym in first.
Well, you'll understand why in a second. So to get a quick breakfast so that I could go home and get ready for work, I would get a chicken fillet, no bun, just the grilled chicken, or it would be the breaded chicken sometimes, fillet. And then you can ask for, somebody inside told me once that you can get eggs, scrambled eggs. They come in like a single serving, and I would ask for three. And they had to create a special button just for my order, because you can't just hit, you have to hit the, there's like a red button to be like extra special orders. And then you have to hit the egg button three times to get my order, and it would come in a platter. And sometimes it'd be right. Sometimes it would be like more eggs. Sometimes it'd be less. I just wouldn't complain because I know.
You are the
weird.
Worst person.
I said it.
I tell her this all the time. You forced corporate to make a new button.
Yeah.
Didn't they cook that in a baggie?
I don't know.
No, they actually like make the eggs at Chick-fil-A.
They're good. The eggs are good. If you get scrambled eggs from scrambled eggs from Chick-fil-A are actually really delicious.
Every morning they're probably like, oh fuck, here comes special breakfast Morgan.
Here comes Morgan again.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, sometimes I would get the bagel sandwich because that was really good before they started making the filet so small for that. And then it was like too much bagel for the chicken you get. But yeah, I agree. It used to be really good.
But yeah, can you imagine like seeing her face coming up to the register? Yeah. Ugh.
But it's Chick-fil-A. But because it's Chick-fil-A, they're probably like, oh, it's Morgan. We get to press the Morgan button.
I was going to say, they were it's always very pleasant. Yeah.
I got to tell you, because if it makes you feel any better, you're not the only person that has a button specifically for their thing. Because when I worked there, we had a couple people that would come in and they'd order the same thing every day. And so we would just press like, oh, I'm going to hit the Ron button. We'll get Ron his two salads. Like it was. So you're not the only one that had a button.
That makes me feel
better. I was half expecting you to say, I go to Burger King and like, oh, hey, Jack, what's up? We got you.
No, that's a... it's like, yeah.
Here's my club card. My VIP pass. Let me see the king.
Get him on the phone.
Talk to the king now.
Yeah. Just yelling at some young cashier. You don't know who I am. Get your king out here.
I pay your salary.
I'm the reason why you had a Christmas party this year.
As much as I spent on this meal, the average, like, by buying this Whopper, I could just pay someone for, like, their 1 hour of work at Burger King. Like, it's $13 meal, just, you know, give him $10 and just...
I want to see you take a big bite, like take that corner off.
Nice
of
cross section right there.
I think you can do it.
I'm down to parts where, like, is that one or two?
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's three patties.
That's
all the way
a
across.
Good bite right there.
Right there.
The tomatoes swimming in mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. Now don't choke. Don't choke.
Does he not like tomatoes?
No, I think you're okay with tomatoes, okay. Right?
I thought you were being a dick and be like, eat that tomato now.
Oh, shit. We'll be right back.
Well, a family with a shopping list came in and grabbed me by the wrist to see if I could meet all their demands.
Well, Denise did.
They asked if it was easy. I said, my name is Wheezy. As long as you're with me, you're in good hands.
Come on down to Wheezy's Warehouse. We got all kinds of crap. You want a lampshade? How about a liposuction machine? We got it all! We got knickknacks, we got paddywhacks, I'll even give your dog a bone! You see a lower price? Bring in our competitors' coupons, and we'll beat the tar out of you for free!
They asked if it was easy, I said my name is Wheezy. As long as you're with me, you're in good hands.
Well, welcome back. We're here, and Jack is about, what do you say, 85, maybe 90% finished his triple Whopper.
I'm almost there.
Yeah, how are you holding up, Jack?
Ready for a nap. I'm down to a point to where there's only like one patty left. Like, I guess the other one's kind of just like...
They squished out.
Cascaded and fell into my mouth. I don't think the patty takes up the rest of the bun, though. So, like, do I have to finish the bun?
Yes, you have to finish that. You have to finish that onion and these tomatoes
and
lettuce pieces here. There are people starving in China. So, what's your overall consensus on the triple Whopper?
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Like,
it's a...
Let me ask you. I know that you are a fan of the double Whopper. So what makes this more difficult than the double Whopper?
At this point, I don't know. I would assume the only difference between the double and the triple is the third patty. But that made all the difference. Like,
and the sense of shame.
I don't know what it's like at work. At work, because I get the double Whopper at work, and I can eat that, and I'm fine. Like, I don't feel like I'm slowing down, or like. But the triple Whopper, that one's it's kind of taking me out.
So that extra patty. And that extra piece of cheese, it really does a lot then.
Yeah.
People need to know that.
I'm feeling it. That's a...
Those patties look, I guess because I don't really eat a Burger King that much, but they looked a lot thicker than like I'd normally remember Whopper patties.
Oh, they're definitely big. Yeah. Like as opposed to like if you get a Big Mac or something.
Yeah. I mean, it like reminds me of like a double quarter pounder and then some on top of that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's definitely got some weight to
it. Yeah, because even the double quarter pounder, like It's thick, yeah. But it's not as big as the Whopper.
No, like, yeah, it's the not Whopper. As, the circumference isn't as big as. Yeah.
I should have actually weighed this rather than just throwing it on the table.
We should have.
Well,
I'm not getting it again. That's not happening. I don't understand because, like, if you look at like the Wendy's menu, Wendy's has three different versions of triple cheeseburgers on their menu, and they're not just triple cheeseburgers. Like, one's like piled with like bacon and onion straws or something, and the other one's like they all have like massive amounts of toppings on them.
Yeah, but are they like the cheeseburger, like the basic cheeseburger size, or is it like their big burger, like comparable to a Whopper?
Right.
Big,
there's a difference between the cheeseburger and the Dave's, like single or double.
No, yeah. There's a Dave's. You know. There's a Dave's triple.
Oh Jesus.
Well, yeah. I think the Dave's single is a quarter pound, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So the Dave's triple, you're looking at, you know,
3/4 of a pound of yeah. beef.
Yeah, just the beef.
And I know the lady was like, "Where's the beef?" But yeah.
but yeah, I forget what the other one was, like a Chipotle something, so that's all covered in crap. I don't know, like, who orders triple cheeseburgers on enough of a regular basis that Wendy's is like, screw it, we're gonna have three on our menu.
Well, like, in 1993 when Jurassic Park came out, McDonald's had the triple cheeseburger. It wasn't like a Dave's triple, it was three of their cheeseburger yeah. patties in a cheeseburger. So it was like a double cheeseburger.
See, I could do that because my go-to order at McDonald's,
well, I could eat like three of those.
No, let him finish.
Go ahead.
My go-to order at McDonald's, and it's only like $8, as opposed to the 13 here from Burger King, 2 McDoubles, large fry, large sweet tea, 2 apple pies. And that's like my drive home from work. Like, it's, but it's like $8. I can eat all that, but here I am struggling with the Burger King triple Whopper.
And how many times you stop in between your house and the McDonald's?
None.
Oh, well.
It's just the McDonald's, and then I hit go right home.
Yeah, that is interesting that this has given you the challenge. Unless you also ordered 10 nuggets on the way here to
no,
eat.
No, I have done Jacques. That in the past, but it's a... Cause,
I'm calling you out yeah. right now, Jack. You told us. Yep. You told us in confidence. Yes.
At work, when I buy Burger King for lunch, I eat 10 nuggets on the way back from Burger King to the shop. And then when I get inside, I eat my double Whopper. And depending on the day, wash it down with the chocolate milkshake.
Oh my god. And this is worse.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, the milkshake right there, just like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you add a milkshake,
so that's
to
the other thing is, like, I can confidently get through a double Whopper meal with 10 nuggets and a milkshake, but I'm struggling with a triple Whopper. So
you train
know.
Your body for it, and now this is the this is the new hurdle, the new
my
plateau.
Gym's, doing this podcast, my gym is going to see me, like, a lot more than they already do.
Well, they should, because you're paying for it.
Yeah.
I could do the double Whopper, I think. I don't want to try it to, like, see if I could do it or not, but I think I could. When you add in the milkshake, that's just too much. Like, I'm not doing anything that day, or I'm throwing up a lot.
And I didn't say I felt good afterwards, but it's during, it's like, yeah, this is great.
What size milkshake?
I guess the smaller one.
Oh, okay.
I guess, does Burger King have other sizes?
I don't know. I didn't know if they did or not.
I don't know. I just love a good chocolate milkshake, so I kind of get one no matter where I go.
Now, one last burger thing I got. We're ordering lunch from Burger King. This is the Burger King episode. We're ordering Burger King, and I ask for a double cheeseburger and some, like, random chicken sandwich, like a dollar chicken sandwich or whatever. So Morgan sees that. She's like, oh, that's great. I'll have the same, right?
Yeah.
So we order a double cheeseburger and a stupid chicken sandwich, and the bag drops on the counter, and it's twice as loud as Jack's triple Whopper bag. We open it up, and there's 2 double Whoppers in the bag. And I'm sitting there going... And there was this older man. He was maybe in his 70s. And he goes up to the register, and he says, do you guys have regular cheeseburgers here? And he had obviously never been to a Burger King before. But they're like, yeah, we totally do. And he was so excited. It's funny how people, like, it's not that he's dumb or anything. It's just he never knew. Like, that guy never been to Burger
also,
King.
Also, imagine being 70 and thinking you're getting just a regular cheeseburger, and then you open up to find a Whopper. I don't know that I could eat a Whopper.
Well, you go to a place
70s.
Called Burger King, and it's like, do you have cheeseburgers here?
Like, it probably weighs more than he did. No, but saying, like, he's, like, hesitant. It's like, do you have just regular cheeseburgers? Like, somewhere along the lines, he accidentally got a Whopper.
Well, I don't think he had ever been to a Burger King. which is awesome in itself. Like, how do you, like, I can't think of another word. Like, how do you explain that?
Why,
like,
would you start I've now? Never... Yeah.
To be fair, you did make fun of me because I asked them what sauces they had for their chicken nuggets because I'd never gotten chicken nuggets from Burger King before. And I asked for hot mustard and the lady said, we have regular mustard. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess go ahead and give me that. And you laughed at me because you were like, it's just mustard. But I didn't know. I had no idea. I thought it was going to be like some special.
She said it was just mustard.
I know. Well, and then I said, wait, like, you mean like Heinz, like mustard? She's like, yeah. And she was kind of laughing at me. And I was like, oh, never mind. I don't want that.
It's funny because I went to Popeyes one time and I get like the chicken tenders. And I usually get the Mardi Gras mustard because it's the best sauce. And they didn't have it. And they're like, well, we have like a, I can't remember what it was called, but it was like a spicy mustard. And I was like, all right, you know, I don't mind like spicy mustard when I go to like McDonald's, like dip my fries in it and stuff. And she looked at me and said, nah, you don't want that.
I think you wanted the Mardi Gras mustard.
I do like the Mardi Gras mustard. Yeah, it's good. I pretty much like any mustard, really. But I don't need to have them bag my Heinz mustard.
Do you guys have any dollar nugget deals?
I did, because I don't get chicken.
10 pieces at $1.49.
I didn't know. I knew that there was something, but
what
I couldn't remember.
What, like 6.5 nuggets?
I don't know. I mean, I go there for Whoppers.
Were you aware of the 10-piece dollar deal?
She was not.
No. Oh, okay. I knew there was chicken nuggets, and I knew that there was some special pricing, but I couldn't remember what it was.
No, we've had this conversation many times at work, because when they first came out with the $1.49 nuggets, I was like, Jack, did you know you can get 30 nuggets for less than $5?
Do you remember my response? Yeah.
As he's slowly scooting the bag of Burger King chicken nuggets behind the counter.
All right, Tom, your closing story.
All right, so I found this other story about Burger King. It says, crazed Burger King employee tries to cast spells on customers. An unhinged Burger King employee went ham on customers and coworkers at a sandwich joint in the Bronx, attacking them during a chaotic caught-on-camera incident in which he appears to try and cast a spell on one patron. The footage posted to Facebook in a series of three clips shows a woman identified by cops as 48-year-old Marie Renee violently swinging the front door of the Boston Road fast food joint open and closed before a patron intervenes and the two tussle. Renee is seen hitting the man in the head as she shouts over and over for the man to stop. During the spectacle that occurred at around 8 p.m. on November 19th, according to cops. Then in a rage, Renee moves towards the man inside the Burger King, making bizarre whooshing sounds with her mouth and moving her hands up and down in an apparent attempt to cast a spell on him, video shows. In another video posted by Facebook user Courtney Wolverus Portius, Renee is seen hopping over the counter at the eatery and stalking through the back of the kitchen before emerging back into the dining room and attacking an employee who is sitting at a table. Get the fuck off me, get off me, get off me, the victim can be heard shouting, as a bug-eyed Renee grabs the woman by the collar. Men inside the Burger King try and pull Renee off the victim, prompting Renee to yell, "Don't accost me." Another video shows Renee brawling with two women, including an employee, in the Burger King as one woman is heard shouting, "Get off my sister." As one just wilding out Burger King. Renee can be seen pulling an employee's hair and pushing another woman to the floor before police intervene. That lady is crazy. A Burger King employee who identified herself as one of the victims of the incident told the Post Monday. The worker, who did not want to be named, claimed Renee was employed at the Burger King but was axed after the incident. Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, totally.
In one of the clips, an NYPD officer can be seen holding Renee's wrist and telling her to relax as she barks, "Don't touch me." Renee shakes her hands free and continues to tell the officer, "Don't touch me," according to the footage. "Unless you want to get tased, relax," the officer responded before the video cuts. A police spokeswoman told the Post that Renee, a Mount Vernon resident, was busted and given a desk appearance ticket for attempted assault. She's due in court January 2nd. Like, that can't be the first time she's done something crazy like that or just started casting spells on people.
Yeah. Also, I expected that to be more of a Florida thing.
I did too.
Like when you said New York, I was like, whoa.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense too. That checks out. But Florida, definitely.
That's
like,
more of a Florida.
Well, I mean, if she started eating someone's face, then it'd probably be Florida.
Bath salts would be involved.
Bath salts, yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy. But I mean, you see that stuff like pop up in videos all the time. And it's both parts, like it's employees and like customers just beating the shit out of each other over like, "I don't have any more honey barbecue sauce, like, for your nuggets. So somebody jumps over the counter and starts slamming their head into the register.
That's crazy. She crazy.
I like the casting spells, though.
Yeah, that's a little different. Mindset. Yeah.
I mean, what do you do if you're sitting there enjoying your lunch in the dining area and you see this going on? Do you continue?
Oh, yeah, it's dinner and a show. What are you talking about?
Do you help?
No, not at all.
I mean,
no, you never help.
Yeah.
I've been there. Not at a McDonald's, but I've been there at a Denny's. I'm talking people up on the tables, like jumping on each other at 2 a.m.
You just sit there and enjoy your grand slam.
I feel like I would want to just get up and go at that point. If it's 2 a.m. on a Denny's, no one's helping you. That's sketch.
But if you're not part of the fight and it's 2 a.m. at a Denny's and I'm sitting there and I'm going to enjoy the show.
But also, they're probably fighting right next to the exits. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's true.
You risk the chance of being like
tackled. Just go out the fire exits. I mean, at that point, what are they going
to
do?
So the question is, do you pull your phone out to video or call the police?
Oh, you do. They do it for the Vine, so you just record that shit.
It's TikTok now.
Oh, yeah.
Rip Vine.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
RIP Vine.
No, that's crazy. I don't. That would be terrifying.
You know what restaurant establishment has a lot of fights? It's Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, really? Yes. Well, you know, it's...
I get that.
It's funny you just brought up Chuck E. Cheese. Somebody was just telling me the other day, because I remember Chuck E. Cheese is having terrible pizza, and he said it was maybe the best pizza he had recently. Wow. And would go anytime to go get Chuck E. Cheese
pizza.
Which, of course, Matt said, oh, yeah, I'd love to try that sometime, and I don't think they let you in without children.
No, you have to have a kid. They definitely would not let a grown adult in there without a kid.
Yeah.
But there was that story. There was a story not too long ago where people caught some Chuck E. Cheese's, like, reusing pizza that was left behind on people's trays. Mm-hmm. So, like...
What are they supposed to do? Throw it out?
Yeah. But, like, what they were doing was, like... Say if we each had a pizza and we had enough slices left over from all of our pizzas to make one pizza.
One Franken pizza.
They would take all the pizzas, all the slices, put it together as a pizza, put it under the heat lamp, and then just take it out to the next
table. That's how CeCe's got their start.
Yeah. Probably how they got their end, too.
But it's...
I don't think they ever changed that trade.
Nope.
No, they were just open about it. They were like, no, we're not making you a pizza. Yeah. You just come get it from this already created pizza and love it.
Yeah.
You give me $5.55 and you can eat all my pizza.
And don't worry, we put macaroni and cheese on one for you.
Yeah. Don't worry, dude. There's macaroni and cheese. You're okay.
Okay, I just want to say I love CeCe's.
CeCe's is great. But to think that someone would say that Chuck E. Cheese has the best pizza, knowing that there's like places out there that are just like making their own Franken pizzas.
Yeah, I agree with Jack on that. I think and maybe we can talk about this in a future show, but the best pizza, I think, comes from those hole-in-the-wall places.
Well, now the skill is going to be finding children to take with you to go try the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Hey, I know someone in this room that has a child.
Can you get 3 adults in with 1 child?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You absolutely can.
I think that would be less suspicious than just a grown adult with a child.
There's this one grown man with his kid.
I am here with my child.
And we'd like a pizza to go.
A pizza and a dark corner of your restaurant, please.
But no, yeah. I've walked into Chuck E. Cheese without a child before because my party was already there.
You can, yeah. But I think they have to like walk up and basically be like, hey, we know this guy.
That's true. I feel like I went to a birthday party once. A horrible.
If you live in Glen Burnie, that's not true.
Wow.
But that's a different story too.
But they are like, I mean, like usually they're pretty strict on it, and they like have to like lock people in until like you're ready to go and you have your kid with you. Like you can't just like you have to have proof that it's your child when you walk out the door. As crazy as it is, guys, I had to go get my son from Chuck E. Cheese one time. And, like, I went in by myself. I think they're less suspicious about you walking in as when you're walking out with a kid, especially if you got there by yourself. But it's like, yes, it's I'm with him. Like, he's with me, you know. It was weird.
What do you do if in the moment your son thinks it's hilarious to be like, you're not my dad?
That's not my daddy!
Hop the barrier and run.
With or without him.
Or what if we just walked in there and we were like, one child, please.
Wait, this is not where I get kids?
Yes. I know Chuck E. Cheese's. One beer, one piece of pizza, and one child, please.
See, it's funny you say that, because that's why they get... Well, I mean, that and because parents like get defensive about their kids, but they serve alcohol in Chuck E. Cheese.
But you're limited.
Oh, yeah, but still, though, like, it's a kid's birthday place, and they're selling beer there.
Yeah, because you kind of need it.
Well, I agree. I agree. You do. Well, you know they got rid of the animatronics in there.
Huh, that's good.
Yeah, they got rid of
them. Oh, yeah, I've seen pictures of Chuck E. He looks like he's on meth now or something.
Have you seen the meme where it's got, like Chuck E. from the 90s right, and Chuck E. today? They're like, man, Chuck E.'s on some shit.
Yeah, the band broke up. Chuck E. hit rock bottom.
Wait, and so was the beginning of the story that there are the most fights at a Chuck E. Cheese? So we're questioning whether or not that seems reasonable with alcohol, a bunch of crazy children, and a meth
out rat.
There's just like a meth rat running around. He's probably starting the fights.
Hey,
and rules. So now
Chucky's sitting there with his cell phone like, world star!
It totally makes sense that that would be the main place for fights.
What if you walked in the Chuck E. Cheese with a pizza? And you're just like, I brought my pizza for, and then you're just, when you leave, you have to like show them, you just walk out with the kid instead of the pizza.
What
like,
if you just walked in?
Exchange of goods.
What if you just walked in and then walked out with a pizza like 5 minutes
yeah,
later?
Yeah, like, what's the protocol to get a Chuck E. Cheese's pizza to go?
yeah, we should find out. We should be like, hey, we're doing
Do you need a child to get that too?
We're doing a podcast. We want to try your pizza. Can I just come in and get one?
Oh,
or
we
I need to
should
bring
try and
me?
Score Chuck E. Cheese's
You know what?
Pizza.
I bet their pizza is pretty legit. Like, when I was a kid, that was the pizza. It was.
Yeah, but you were a kid. You don't know any better.
It was like hot garbage on a cardboard tray.
Yeah. Maybe it's because the games all smelled like the pizza because the kids got their greasy hands on the buttons.
Write that down. Chuck E. Cheese pizza. I'm interested to see Chuck how this works out.
we need to figure out how to get that for the next a future episode. We need to figure out how to get that.
Is your name going to be on a list somewhere that you are not allowed to ever go? Chuck E. Cheese.
Who's ready to get registered with the government?
Is it the same kind of list that wouldn't let you near schools?
Yeah, it's a watch list.
Yes, it's all one list.
Well, Jack, it's the end of the show, and you have one more bite.
One last bite. There we go.
Uh-oh.
Stared at
Oh,
me
my God. He's throwing up. He's not throwing up. He's laughing. He's going to throw up, though. Well, you did it.
How do you feel, Jack?
Yeah, how do you feel? Would you like a peppermint chewy bites Tums?
No, I'm good. I don't need to eat for a while. I think I'm gonna go home and go to bed. No, definitely it's a lot of burger, but I did it. First challenge done.
First challenge done.
Empty
first
victory.
Yeah, I did this for you. That was a. Now you don't have to. So
we weren't gonna.
That's good. That's good. I wouldn't suggest it.
Well, congratulations, Jack. We've got many more challenges ahead of you. Hopefully,
yeah.
So next show, we're going to be focusing on Tex-Mex food. So there's going to be a lot of tacos, a lot of,
tacos,
a lot of tacos,
Americanized tacos, taco fusion,
taco related products.
We are going to have a guest on who has never eaten Taco Bell before, not once in his life.
Yeah,
so we're going to have,
what is he like?
He's 18 years old. He's never had Taco Bell in his life.
That's insane.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Morgan's going to do her healthy take on the Taco Bell nacho fries. And we're also going to be talking about, have you ever had nut cheese? Nut cheese.
Nut cheese.
Nut cheese. So yeah, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you next time. See ya.
Bye.
Toodles.